Pickaxe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
Hello, everybody, to this spooky time of year. It's getting dark. The days are setting in.
The months are growing shorter.
Yes, and it's getting colder and spookier.
Ooh.
By the day.
Ooh.
It's chilly, and your willy may be frozen off on this Halloween night. Your tiny Halloween may
Halloween-y.
Be shrinking.
Yes.
Welcome back to a Halloween pod. Now, listen up. First of all, we don't normally release the Halloween Spectacular at Halloween.
I think we did last year.
No, we didn't. We did it for the 10-year anniversary last year.
Oh, so this is going to be the Spectacular 11.
Yes.
The L is a double one.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we can get rid of that. That way it's very hard to Google up these, you know, the SEO is terrible. It's hidden.
No, actually,
spooky.
No, actually, it's
the
really
lost
good.
Lost podcast.
It's actually really good because if you search for it with the two ones, mm-hmm. nothing else is going
to
come up.
That's true, but you don't know how to spell spectacular, do you? Because has it got a C in it, a K in it? Has it got a double R?
It's
like,
not,
has it got hyphens?
It's
like,
not double L, is it? It's just one L.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not, yeah, exactly. We're not doing that for those reasons. We're doing this because it's nice to talk to each other for a bit. Simon, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing all right. I'm in a spooky mood.
Yeah, definitely. Like, are you feeling Halloween's good? It's like a little time to be spooked, to be scared, but also to feel a bit of comfort. As because everyone's a bit sad that summer's gone, you know, autumn.
Yeah.
Autumn's sort of passed a little bit, and now we're, oh.
You have to celebrate something before Christmas.
We want to be wrapped up, warm in our beds, but not with Santa pooping on our heads.
But Lewis, what if there's a monster under the bed?
Well, maybe you should give it some lead from your Christmas gift, an Autovat Kalashnikov. Fresh from the wars.
I did get you.
That your father was part of.
I did get, because we're recording this on Lewis's birthday, and I did buy him a bunch of knives for his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, you bought me like a little knife pack, like I was Gabe Newell or something.
Yeah.
Or John Locke from Lost.
So you can give them some steel.
These are my references. Sometimes I say to people, I've noticed it more and more,
mm-hmm.
okay, I say to someone a reference which I assume they would know.
Oh, that means you're getting old.
And
that
they are like, old. What? Like I was talking to, someone about Baz Luhrmann's sunscreen. I was like, oh, you know that song, Baz Luhrmann's sunscreen? And they were like
what?
No, I don't.
A song about sunscreen?
And I was like, yeah, it's like a spoken word thing. They're like, no, is it a meme? I was like, not really, no, it's just old.
It was kind of a meme.
It was like back in the day, Crazy Frog and all those other things.
Oh, God.
You know, everyone knows that.
All the old memes were shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My mum sent me a birthday card with a meme on the front. It was like, it was that meme with the rock, you know, you can Google it up. It's basically like, John's weather detecting rock.
Oh, God.
It's like, rock not moving, calm. Rock moving, windy. Rock visible, sunny. Rock invisible, dark. I don't know. I can't remember.
Foggy.
Foggy. Very foggy. I can't remember.
Rock wet.
Rainy, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Rock frozen.
Snow.
Probably.
How would you tell if a rock was frozen?
It's got ice on it. Big icicle.
Big ice, or yeah. Hanging off it. But that doesn't mean that it's frozen. That just means that it's cold enough that ice is... Do you mean also kind of rock
ISIS?
Be...
What's this got to do with ISIS? What?
They're coming back! We need to stop them.
Rock has joined ISIS. What's the weather? Oh, God.
That would be like, oh, terrible. Well, that would be a terrible forecast.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone. Simon.
Yeah.
We, unlike normal podcasts that we do prep for, well, not that much, you have done a little bit of prep
for
this.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So I've got some stories that we can read.
Okay, excellent.
Including some of there's a subreddit, Two Sentence Horror.
Oh.
Which has got really short, snappy horror fiction, which is, it's known as like flash fiction.
Is that...
They get out.
Is that enough to like get you spooked?
Well, it's like a little shiver down your spine.
Right. It's like a little quiver in your balls when you see like a hot animated gif of a hentai.
Can you see hot anime?
hot gifs in your area.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, because, you know, you can't, you know, like a not safe for work gif. It's just a little titillation, but it's not enough to make you, you know, really spooked.
Yeah, all right. Let's get going. Right, just forget that. We got to move on from whatever the fuck
titties.
You're talking about. No.
Anime titties!
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I need to slap myself awake.
Oh, Senpai Lewis!
Oh, no.
When am I coming back to Japan?
When are you visiting me again, Lewis? Lewis-chan, I miss you.
Your children are here.
That's your holographic anime wife that lives in Japan.
You have been sending me the child support. Oh, no. That's the set of Two Sentence Horror right there.
Okay? Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it just suddenly goes into a nightmare and you didn't realise. Because you were thinking it was going to be sexy. But no, I subverted the narrative.
Yeah, just like in real life. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
go on.
Here's a good one, right? So this is one of the
Start with a good one.
This is one of the most upvoted of all time, okay?
I'm in.
I decided to kill off a few characters in the book I'm writing. It would definitely spice up my autobiography a little. Do you get it?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like it's not so much a Two Sentence Horror as a bad sort of joke, like a Milton Jones one-liner.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's kind of the format, isn't it? You have the setup and then you have the payoff.
Yeah, I feel like that's a kind of a... It's a good joke. I would have seen that on a panel show, do you know what I mean? It would be on like 8 out of 10 cats or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, next. I'm up. I'm hungry for more.
Now, I mean, the problem is a lot of the top ones... They're not really... They're more funny than scary.
Right. But that's okay.
So the most upvoted one is... I forgot to grab something. I'll be right back, said Mom. As she rounded the corner out of sight, the cashier began ringing up our groceries.
Oh, that's great. That is a great little one. Yeah, the dread. The existential, like, fear.
How am I going to pay for this? Mom!
Because when you're a kid, you don't really see a ways out of that situation, you know?
You think you're going to be made to pay for all the groceries.
Yeah. Do you ever get like these funny, like nightmarish, like dreams sometimes about similar stuff like that? Like, I posted something or someone else posted something inappropriate on my Twitter or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, or something kind of like
that's not a nightmare. That's every day. What the fuck?
That's that was you life. Doing it. Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, no.
It's like a one of the modern existential dreads of like, you know.
You'll accidentally like a saucy tweet and then it'll appear on people's feeds because likes... appear on feeds now and again.
That's right. You don't know who might see it, or you accidentally like upvote something on Reddit that you didn't agree with or whatever.
Can people see what you upvote?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It'd be scary though, right? It's like I always get that fear that everyone sees and knows everything. Because I was playing like, there's loads, like, it does it in games as well. Like, you know, you can't.
Okay, can you format this anecdote in two sentences?
Oh, God. I mean, imagine all the shit that you've said in WoW over 10 years. Or like Discord. Like a bunch of people in Discord.
So, God.
You know, you can search through the Discord messages and see what people have said. You can search by like, you can search for words and, like, you know, get people's sentences out of context and all sorts of stuff.
I mean, the early to mid 2000s, it was a wild time on the internet, I think we could say.
Yeah, I think so. I think people said a lot of things in casual conversation or as a joke that would probably not fly.
So, like, this would be like, I finally got the job of my dreams. And then my boss asked for my Twitter handle.
Yes, that would be it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. You've just made your own one.
Yeah.
That's the perfect existential dread. Yeah, like that people will find out all the skeletons that they're not even in your closet. They're just out on the front lawn for anyone to look at. You know, you just got a load of skeletons dangling off like pole racks.
Oh, God.
Like, look at my skeleton's balls.
Wait, skeletons can't have balls because balls aren't bones.
I know, but I was in Germany the other day and I was looking at Tristram, who's like the biggest, not biggest, the
the biggest bald skeleton in Germany.
He's got the massivest balls. He's the only intact T-Rex in Europe or some shit, or the most complete T-Rex.
Well, and you met him.
I met him. Yeah, he's a skeleton.
Okay.
He's at a natural history museum. Tristram.
Are fossils actually even skeletons, though?
Ah. Oh, I see, because they get replaced by rock, don't they?
Because
he's like entirely, I don't know what kind of rock it is, but it's like really black and it's kind of obsidian looking. It makes him look kind of very otherworldly and scary. Because some of them are like different shades, aren't they, according to where they were found. Anyway, he had a huge like cockbone or something. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And so I got on my phone. I was like, dinosaur dick bone, dinosaur cockbone. I was like trying to Google it up. I couldn't fucking find anything. I don't know.
Did you not,
I don't even know.
You know, find a lot of like scaly stuff.
Oh, I got safe search. Don't worry. Well, maybe that was my problem. Maybe if anyone knows what that weird dick cockbone is, let me know, because it's probably something fairly normal. But maybe they had like a bone in their dick. Is that a thing that dinosaurs had? Or
are you sure it wasn't
some animals
its tail?
Have?
They put the tail on wrong.
Maybe the tail has like slipped round the wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it was supposed to be sticking up and it was actually... No, they have a fucking massive tail, don't they? It wasn't... It was quite a small... Not small. It was normal size. Average, you know.
3.5 inches.
Yeah. Perfectly normal, right? That's
perfectly
average,
normal
isn't it?
Size
doesn't
for a cockbone. Yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
Perfectly fine. So that was a thing. If anyone does have the answer, I am interested. So what's next? What you got?
There's another like funny one, right?
Yeah.
This is like one of the most upvoted. Knowing the game would take several hours to download, I went to bed. When I woke up the next morning, I saw a pop-up window asking me to confirm the download.
Oh, yeah.
A little shiver just ran down my spine.
Oh God, that's something you could have a nightmare. You could see that being a nightmare. Totally.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I do not like that. World's biggest penis bone, secrets of Earth. Sorry, I've Googled.
Oh God,
I've Googled BBC Earth for the world's biggest penis bone, and it's
You did. Did that penis museum come up?
It's just a fucking British guy who looks like he's holding a fucking massive piece of bamboo or something.
I'm John Penisbone, the director of the Penis Museum.
That's normative determinism, isn't it? Right there.
Yeah. Maybe it's just luck. Maybe he changed his name by deed poll.
You think it's a coincidence that someone by the name of Penisbone would end up directing the Penis Museum?
It's probably not pronounced like that. It's more like Penny Bonnet.
Yes, they always fucking do that, don't they?
Penny is Bonnet.
It's like anyone, like cock. Someone whose name is spelled cock, or it's Kosh or Coke. You know, it's always like.
Something. I mean, there's Cockburn is pronounced Coburn quite often because obviously Cockburn. I mean, sounds pretty bad.
I feel like all they're doing is keeping that name around. They should just change the name to spell it right. You know, just fucking change your name, dude. Like all you're doing is keeping that problem for. Do you know what it's like?
Oh God.
It's like putting it off until tomorrow. You know, all you're doing is you're procrastinating with your name. You're giving yourself a lifetime of people calling you Cockburn, right? Just fucking change your name, rip that band-aid off. Do you know what I mean? All of your all the future generations are all gonna have to deal with that being called Cockburn as well. If you've got a name that's like shitty, just get rid of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh fuck, I feel like it sucks to get your name picked for you, right, by your parents.
So I mean how long should you wait? And what should you be called until you get to decide?
Right. Well, because what? When you're like 4 or 5, you're probably going to want to be called like Superman 5000.
Yeah.
You know.
But before then, before you get that awesome name, what's the placeholder name going to be?
I don't know. It's not. You're not a pet. You're a human being. You know. You should be called. You should be
Just a random string.
You should be given like. You should be assigned a random code name. Yeah.
Okay.
That's non detrimental to you.
It's like those the Twitch clips links, which are like, you know, blue rhinoceros toaster orgasm house.
Yeah, that's what you should be called, like that. And then obviously you'll get then your parents can call you whatever. I guess it doesn't matter when you're like 4, but you should basically be able to decide, I reckon. Because otherwise, you know, people end up with really shitty names. It's very common. I read a thing on Reddit the other day, and it was a woman being like, oh, you know, I want to name our kid. I don't know what to name our kid because my boyfriend wants to name him a sort of a traditionally African-American kind of black name like Trayvon or something.
Yeah.
But I read that, this was her saying it, but I read that, you know, that all might...
It's not racist because Lewis isn't the one saying this.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
It's the mother of the child.
She said this and she said, I don't want to like hurt his job prospects and stuff in future because she'd heard that like calling him something like Deshaun or whatever might be considered a bit kind of...
I mean, she doesn't know what the, you know...
What it's going to be like in 25 years. No, she doesn't. But equally, I think they ended up agreeing on calling him something like Miles, which seems much more of a middle
Miles?
Ground. Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like the name Miles?
Isn't that Tails' name? Miles Prower, I think.
What,
is that
from
his name?
Sonic?
Yeah.
What's Sonic's name then?
Sonic's name is Sonic.
What, it's not like Bruce fucking Jensen or whatever? Why has Miles got a name?
Bruce Penny Sponet.
Penny Sponet.
Yeah. So Bruce... Tails has got a real name and it's Miles Prower. Because
why?
It's like miles per hour.
Oh,
it's like a pun.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't really get that joke at all.
Yeah, but that's his actual name.
Miles Prower.
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck. Do the other characters from Sonic also have stupid pun names?
I don't know. That's Sonic full name. Let's see.
Miles Prower.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my God. What?
Go on.
Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog. What the fuck?
Ogilvy.
That can't be real. It can't be real.
Does Mario have a real name?
Morris.
Oh, yeah, it's Mario, isn't it?
Sonic the Hedgehog's real name is Ogilvy Maurice the Hedgehog.
Oh, the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why? Why do people feel like they need to do this?
I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, it's to show that he's like a fully realised character with a lot of depth.
Maybe it's just a joke, though. You know, like someone did it for a game and then it like stuck around. Is Mario's like named Super Mario? Super Mario Mario?
No, it's just Mario and Luigi Mario is his brother.
Oh, that was from the movie though.
Yeah, but that's canon? No, I don't think it is.
Well, it does happen because you see people being called like that sort of stuff, like Smith or... Actually, did you see that? Do you see many people with the same first name and surname?
It's not typical.
Is it like a thing in other languages though?
Oh,
God, I think we're going down a dodgy road here, but Muhammad?
Probably.
I mean, I'm pretty sure wasn't that Ali?
So
wasn't that Muhammad Ali's real name, or did someone change their name to it?
So it's reduplicated names is the term for it.
It was Cassius Clay, wasn't he, Muhammad Ali?
Eric Jemba Jemba, the Cameroonian footballer. Okay, so I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, Boutros Boutros Ghali.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he was a famous guy. See, he's someone who I would be worried that if I were to say him, everyone would be like, who? And I'd be like, you've heard of him. And they'd be like, no, I never heard of him. Because, like, I don't know, I'm old. Do you know what I mean?
The Chinese actress Fan Bingbing.
Oh, yeah, she's quite famous.
Yeah. Liu Tingting. He Pingping. Sa Dingding.
Well, no, hang on. I mean, these are just double-barreled surnames. It's like being called one with a double... You know, it's like kind of having the same name repeated in your surname. It's not the same.
There is a professional wrestler called Dudley Dudley.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a wrestler's name either, does it? Dudley sounds like, you know, a sort of slow-witted man from near Birmingham.
I mean, maybe that's his character that he's playing.
Dudley.
Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav.
How can we forget about that legend? I mean, that was never his real name, though.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, Jojo?
Jojo?
She's called Jojo.
Who are you thinking of there?
That's her name.
Who, though?
She's a singer.
Jojo.
Jojo.
I mean, what, just that one word?
Yeah, she's just called Jojo.
Is she modern?
She's fairly modern.
Okay. I've never heard of her. I mean, I've heard of the anime, Jojo's Bizarre Adventure.
Marky Mark.
Mark, what, again? I mean...
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Where are you getting these from? Google.
Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yeah, Zsa, okay, sure.
I mean, it happens. There was an actor called Maurice Morris.
See, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Maurice Maurice. Oh, yeah, what did he do?
He was an actor, he acted.
I don't know if this was his real name, though.
Oh, it wasn't his real name.
I think you've got to be pretty cocky as a parent to name your kid something weird and then them to actually be independently successful on their own, held back by that weird fucking name. Do you mean, like, once you're famous or, like, once you've already sort of almost broken through, you can kind of have a weird, quirky name, certainly in some industries. But yeah. I feel like if you were trying to be a banker and your name was Dudley Dudley or Maurice Maurice, I think you'd actually probably be right as a banker. But certainly, I reckon it would hold you back in some fields, right? Come on. I'm just saying, maybe you should consider what you name your kid because, you know, Penis Bonnet is available, but it doesn't mean you should use it, you know? Because most people pronounce it penis bone.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be correcting that for their whole life. So just spell it differently. Penis Bonnet. Oh, like, just add an A on the end of it and a Y. Do you know what I mean?
I got one more.
Go on.
Jar Jar Binks.
Wow, a legendary character.
Jar Jar Binks.
I'm so glad we
were supposed to be doing scary stories. How did we get onto this?
That's scary enough for some people.
How did we get onto this?
Jar Jar Binks, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
All right, keep going with your... Go on, we've like three sentences worth of scary story in, are we? It's okay. Let's keep going.
Okay. I watched in horror from my hiding place as the aliens slaughtered my people. Someday I will find this earth place they come from and destroy them all.
Amazing.
Oh, a little twist in the tail.
That feels like the kind of like crisp packet or like, you know, backside of a penguin, you know, spooky kind of like Tales of the Unexpected-y kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I like it though. I like that stuff. It's kind of good because I don't have to read I don't have to watch the movie now. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that was a move that was the Hollywood made that into a bad movie.
Wow.
And
they stretched it out for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. It's like that was like a short story by Stephen King or whatever. And they slap it on the front. And the trailer would be like fucking 4 minutes that would just completely give it away. I love watching a trailer and then turning to like whoever I'm sat next to in the cinema and being like, well, I guess I don't have to watch that film now. You know, like, that's the best. You know, I could just tick it off the list. I was reading this article yesterday by this guy who watches loads of movies and he watches them at 1.4 speed. That's his optimal version. And I was like...
I think that's what the makers of the movie, that's what they intended.
Yeah.
To watch it.
I feel like at that point, just read a book. Do you know what I mean? You're not really watching a movie, are you?
But there's people that listen to audiobooks at, like, you know, 1.5 speed as well.
Yeah. I listen to podcasts at like 1.1 with like the brakes cut out.
Oh, God.
Anyway, next. Hit me with the next one.
Oh, this is terrible. This is like a meta one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, it's two-sentence horror, right?
Right.
An old woman cursed me with an inability to count.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's it.
There's always...
See what they did there.
Someone... You can't break the meta of this too many times, though, to be fair. Once you've got that one out of your system, you know, try and think of another one. I mean, I guess you could do one that's 3 sentences long, but...
This is a good one. This is a good one. Okay. I told her there was no monster in her closet as I picked her up and told her she could sleep with us tonight. I figured that was the safest way of getting her out the house without him realising I saw him.
That's all right.
Oh, fuck.
I like that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's good. So, that reminds me of a couple of movies I've watched lately. What's that remind me of? Man, have you watched any good horror movies lately? Have you watched anything good? Do you do a podcast about movies and horror stuff?
Yes. We do an infrequent show.
How's
the Movie Dungeon Jail?
Yes.
Or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
We did Midsummer when that came out, and obviously that was in the summer, so that was ages ago. That's in July or something.
Do you have any recommendations for people, things to watch? Like horror things or spooky things for Halloween? What should people be watching? Because I really like watching certain movies. Like I've enjoyed watching Lord of the Rings the last couple of years, just sort of slobbing out.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie,
okay,
but I've really enjoyed watching it lately for some reason. It's just a great series to watch. It's quite chill, good tone.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel like a stress. What should I watch on Halloween Eve?
Halloween Eve.
So the 30th of October. No. Halloween night.
Okay.
I turn off the lights. I get my Vaseline done.
It's tricky because there's so many horror movies. I guess it's finding the right ones. So there's like some cheesy older ones, some like 80s ones. But there's also the classic ones. There's ones with like ropey effects, but they're actually quite cool. I don't know. There's some that have got like real downer endings. There's ones where, you know, people get away and they defeat the thing in the end.
Yeah.
So it's tricky finding the right sort of movie. There should be like a website where you're like, oh, I want to watch a scary movie, but it's got to have a good ending. I don't want it to be ghosts. I don't like ghosts. That must exist somewhere. But I mean, I like John Carpenter movies. So like Prince of Darkness is really good.
Yeah.
With the combination of like religion and science trying to figure out this weird thing they've got in a basement of an abandoned church.
Yeah.
And a potential sort of apocalypse bearing down on them.
What's that one I always think of?
The Thing?
No.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead, thank you.
Are you talking about Army of Darkness?
Army of Darkness, that's what I was thinking of. When you said Prince of Darkness, I was like, Army of Darkness? But okay. No, I don't think I've ever seen Prince of Darkness.
So Army of Darkness is quite fun, yeah. Prince of Darkness, not so much fun, really. It's like a siege movie, kind of.
What does that mean?
It means that the characters are stuck in one location and they're like under attack from outsiders.
Right. Okay, no, that sounds good.
But like a classic, like, killer clowns from outer space, which has got, like, weird practical effects, these horrible, disgusting clown monsters.
Yeah, have you seen the new It?
No, I haven't.
It's okay, I quite like it, actually.
It did very, very well. It made a shit ton of money.
That's how you want to do it, yeah.
So we're looking forward to It Chapter 3, which is going to be middle-aged... losers.
Even older.
The Losers Club.
They're already middle-aged, aren't they?
How old? Is it every 27? I can't even remember how long.
They're going to be old.
Yeah, they're going to be old.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space looks fucking stupid.
It is amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, is that a solid recommendation?
Okay. It's funny. It's very funny. But it is genuinely creepy because they look horrible. And there's like a lot of like gory, horrible shit that happens in it.
Oh, I kind of want to go and watch these now. But no, I'll save them. All right, what's next?
This is an interesting one. I've always wondered, what's the scythe for anyway? I asked as death escorted me to the underworld. Protection, he answered nervously.
That's quite good. I like that. Yeah, I like stuff like that. Ooh. It's like it leaves a lot of
what almost, would death be scared of?
It feels like it's. Do you know what that feels like? That feels like a writing prompt, you know, for like the Reddit where people come up with these really cool little concepts, and
oh god,
some people write terrible garbage fiction on
most them. Of the prompts are like, "What if real life was computer game?" They're pretty much all like that. It's like, oh. Everyone that's born has got stats. It's like they're all like versions of that. Or, you know, everyone's got a power level tattooed on their arm. And like the lower it is, the more powerful you are. And you were born and your tattoo says one or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all just, oh,
there
God.
Was that movie. There's a movie coming out a little bit like that, actually, as well. Where you had your life tattooed on you and people could trade it, couldn't they, Joe?
Oh,
did it have Justin
in
Timberlake
time.
In it? Yeah.
It's see, a good film.
It was okay, yeah. But there's another one similar, I think, coming out soon. I saw a trailer for it and I was like, don't need to see that one.
Is it In Time 2? Electric Boogaloo?
Just In Time.
Justin. Because of Justin Timberlake.
Because he's in it.
Oh my God.
Do you reckon people, if I mentioned Justin Timberlake, do you reckon people would know who he is? I don't know. I'm not hanging out with people who are overly young or anything. It's just normal people in the office, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's like Paul. Paul in the office. Paul Troy.
I was thinking more like Joe, you know?
Joe.
You know, he's a young lad.
He is.
And you're like talking about Justin Timberlake to him and he's just like nodding politely, not saying anything.
I was talking about? I watched the R. Kelly documentary on Netflix, right?
Oh, God.
That's pretty spooky.
Yikes.
That's a bit of Halloween watch. And he bloody well, I was coming in and I was sort of just chatting about him. And just, I don't know. You know what you mean? And then I was also watching a thing about Amanda Knox. Do you remember?
Oh my God.
But anyway, like
you're not shutting up about Amanda Knox.
I was telling you about it earlier.
Every time you come in the office, you talk to someone about Amanda Knox.
No, well, not really. I talk to people about things I've seen and been interested in. And I was like, oh you know, God. And I was wondering if anyone else had watched the documentary or was like interested in it or blah, 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 blah. But I thought it was just interesting. And sometimes I realized they didn't actually know. They were just being polite.
Oh, no.
And I was having this sort of one-sided conversation where they had no idea who R. Kelly was. After
That's
I watched
good.
That R. Kelly documentary, I'll tell you, here's my two-sentence horror.
Oh.
After I watched the R. Kelly documentary, I was humming his songs for a week.
Oh, no. Did they have the soundtrack of his songs?
Yeah, they did. They had loads of them in there.
So they had to pay him money in order to play those songs?
I assume so.
That's a bit fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, at the start of each episode, it was kind of weird TV, because at the start of each episode, it was like, R. Kelly has never been arrested or charged with the crime of any of these things that we're talking about in this documentary. Then they have like 6 hours of people talking about how awful it was. It's
oh,
like kind
God.
Of crazy. I've been watching a lot of crime stuff. I love a crime and a punishment or a kind of a false conviction or something like that, you know, where people behave in weird ways, you know, and or get sort of the press really gets them and it all messes up the whole verdict. Or some of the jury just end up being completely,
oh God,
complete assholes.
The true horror is real life.
The other people. Oh, spicy. A spicy horror. Go on, what do you get? What else you got?
Oh, God. I sobbed as my daughter begged me not to pull the trigger. It gets harder and harder to kill her each time she returns.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, that, again, like, it spirals out like ideas in your head, doesn't it? Is she a zombie? Is this a good thing? Or is it, like, is it a bad thing?
It doesn't sound like it's good.
Is
he's
like
killing
Frankensteining
her.
Frankensteining her. Terrifying. I'm spooked.
Oh, God.
Do you like, how do you feel about like supernatural bollocks? Like sex? like.
I think I know how you feel about it.
Like, like satanic rites and stuff. Or
oh, yeah,
like,
they're cool. Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, just like kind of symbols on the ground and summoning saints or stuff or demons.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all that stuff?
How do I feel about summoning demons?
Yeah. Like in your horror movies.
I
like,
think everything in moderation, Lewis.
Right.
You
okay.
know? As long as you don't do it every day.
Right.
You know, a few times a week is fine. You know, if you had a long day at work, you get home, You need to relax. You summon a demon. You know, that's good. But maybe skip it the next night. See how you feel.
Yeah.
And then the day after that, you know, knock yourself out.
I see. It's like you like pizza, but you don't want it every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't make it special.
Right.
And it's got to be special summoning a demon.
Yeah. Well, it depends what kind of demon, I guess. You're summoning. If it's just like a little shitty imp or whatever to like do the washing up, you know. I feel like you shouldn't use it frivolously, though, summoning a demon. You should really only use it to make a guy fall in love with you or like bring back a dead child. There's like reasons to summon a demon, right?
Yeah, I guess.
There's like, well, at least in movies, I'm just thinking.
If
like,
your soul is at stake, or, you know, if the stakes are high.
If you want a stake.
Or, yeah, you really want a stake.
A really
then,
good stake.
You know.
That's probably worth somebody. Somebody would summon a demon.
You know, this great power, you know, it comes at a great price. And it had great responsibility,
yeah.
I guess, as well.
I'm just interested in, like, what. Like, what's your feeling? Do you prefer a horror where...
I like demons in horror movies. Sicker zombies, mostly. Unless there's a twist to
I
it
guess
in some way.
I'm frustrated by zombies because of the variance in speed, aggression, infection. Like, I never know where I am with zombies. Do you know what I mean? And I also, I'm sure I've said this before, but I hate when someone says... Oh, well, I'm this kind of vampire. Garlic, oh, it doesn't do anything. Oh, but obviously silver bullets, they kill me, and sunlight. And it's
that
like,
cross does not work on me. I am a Jewish vampire. That one, now classic.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. The Count there coming in.
I just slipped into the accent.
As a special guest from Sesame Street.
Well, I started saying it. I didn't intend to do an accent. It just happened.
No, it was automatic. No, that frustrates me. But I get it. Like, I just like to have my rules established. And I guess if I'm in the real world, my rules are fairly concrete. But if I'm in magic world, I'm like, ugh, what the
with
fuck?
Christopher Lee Hammer, you know, Dracula movies, it had a shitload of rules and they took advantage of pretty much all of them to like kill him off differently each time. So that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
So they took advantage of like vampires not being able to like cross running water.
Okay.
There was like a frozen moat outside the castle or something.
Right.
And I think it was like a woman had a shotgun and she was like blowing away the ice around him.
Oh.
And every time she blew a hole, he couldn't cross over where the water was.
Right.
Even though presumably the water was running underneath the frozen surface?
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
It sort of works, though. I can believe it.
But there's the weird thing with vampires that you can... if a vampire's chasing you and you happen to have, like, a bag of rice, you just chuck the rice and the vampire has to stop, kneel down and count every single grain of rice.
Right. Okay.
Which is a weird thing.
That is... So if vampires can't cross running water...
Yeah.
Can they, like, not get a... plane anywhere? And also, surely, how do they get across any rivers? And like, or
yeah, I mean,
what?
You know, Bram Stoker's Dracula, it kind of starts with Dracula crossing over to the new world. So he's like traveling over by by boat,
right? Maybe the ocean doesn't count as running water. Do you know what I mean?
It's weird.
Because it's not really going anywhere, the ocean.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. The whole having to sleep in a coffin with like dirt from your grave?
Grave dirt, yeah.
Otherwise, question mark?
Well,
otherwise you get really upset.
Sometimes these traditions, you know, you're not sure why we still do them, like having Brussels sprouts on Christmas. Who fucking likes those? You know,
they're delicious,
no one.
Brussels sprouts.
But we still have them, just for tradition.
They're lovely.
You know? All right, for example, turkey.
Brussels.
Turkey is just worse chicken.
It's delicious.
Let's just have chicken.
It's like a richer, tastier
chicken. It's like a drier, worse,
can be dry.
Cheaper... It's like eating an old, like, you wouldn't have... It wouldn't
if,
go
it's,
to like...
if it's dry, it's been maybe overcooked a bit. And if so, you just put loads of gravy
Look,
on it.
Look, if you were summoning a demon to get a nice steak or a chicken fillet, you would not say, oh, do you know what I feel like today? Fuck it, let's get something drier.
Dry as fuck.
Let's get something which we have to cover in cranberry sugar sauce in order to enjoy. So...
cranberry sugar sauce.
Or get some turkey, please.
Cranberry jam.
And the demon will be like, okay, what the fuck, you know?
Oh, this guy's real fucked up. And I thought it was weird down in hell.
Oh, that would explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would explain it. What next? We got any more?
Oh, sure. they say you eat 7 spiders a year in your sleep.
Right.
They never say anything about the thing that feeds them to you.
Oh, see, that's great. That is really good. But I did hear that was bollocks, the whole eating spiders thing.
I hope so.
Yeah, it turns out it's like an urban myth. I don't think you eat anywhere near that many spiders in your sleep.
I thought you'd say it's 7 a day. Oh, God.
There must be loads of like these urban myths.
I mean, I know quite a few urban myths.
Go on.
Well, I just wanted to just tell one. I'm sure we've gone through them in past podcasts.
Sure.
We did. We did the tanning bed one, didn't we?
Oh, you're right. We did.
And she was cooked on the inside.
Yeah. It feels like shitty Mythbusters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This, like going through, it's kind of a worse. I mean, it is shitty Mythbusters, isn't it? Can you imagine if, like, if they come out and they'd be like, so we've heard about this thing where you can get cooked on a tanning bed. Didn't happen. That would be it.
That would be it.
Then the credits would roll.
I like the one where there's like a woman in a car by herself and it's like night. She's driving along. And then a car is like, comes up behind her at like the traffic lights. And, you know, she looks up in the mirror and she's, you know, a little bit nervous because it's pretty quiet. It's like no other traffic. And she drives off and the car's like sort of right behind her and it like starts beeping its horn.
Right.
And she, you know, she drives a bit faster and then, you know, the car behind, you know, keeps up the speed with her and she, you know, takes quick turns down, you know, roads and it's following her every step of the way. And she eventually, like, you know, gets to like a service station and she jumps out of the car and she like runs into the service station and she's like, oh my God, there's a guy following me. And then it like turns out that the guy was following her because he saw someone was in her back seat hiding there.
Well, it's
all right, love. Don't worry. I'm not cheating you. I just saw someone in your back seat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was my husband. He was taking a nap. Oh, sorry. Misunderstanding. I thought he was a serial killer. See, I heard this story on this podcast.
But there is like that. I mean, there was a guy I read this morning that there was a guy riding over a bridge and then like loads of people started like like 5 people started shouting at him to stop and stuff. So he just like was like, no, I'm not stopping. And he just like drove around them and got away. It turned out that he was like the millionth person to cross that bridge and they wanted to like congratulate him and give him like
a little model bottle, bridge.
A bottle of champagne or something.
Here's a model bridge.
It's like,
would they have given him like a check for $1 million?
I don't know. He was like, he just posted and he was like, I thought they were like, one of them looked homeless.
Oh my God. But it's just a hipster.
It was just a hipster. Because they installed this counter on the bridge that like tracked bicycles going over it or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like slowly counting up and these guys were obviously keen to, I don't know, America. God, people are weird, aren't they? You know, I wouldn't stop for a bunch of weird guys trying to flag me down. God, I feel like I am like more paranoid. I think if I was driving along, you know, if I was driving along the street, like in a back country, you know.
Yeah, put you on edge.
I wouldn't stop for anything, you know. Even if like it was like a guy like on the side of the road was like waving for help or something. No.
Oh, you hear stories. It could be an ambush.
Driving around
his mates pop out and, you know, they got guns.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could be anything, you know. I'm scooting. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that makes me a bad person. Maybe I've watched too many spooky movies.
I think you're just careful.
Maybe.
You know?
I think I probably would stop, actually. I'm fairly...
Well, you're going to die.
I'm fairly
gullible.
You're
going to die.
Because you always do shout at people in movies, right? You always shout, what are you doing?
Don't go upstairs. Just go out the back door.
Like a normal person. But I think that when sometimes you can rationalize it because you think, well, there's probably nothing there, right? Unless you've seen like a murderous clown.
You're usually shown something that the protagonist doesn't know. So you're on edge and you're waiting for them to discover the horrible thing that's in the basement and they're fucking around, their torch keeps going out and you're like, for fuck's sake, there's a horrible monster down there. But of course, in real life, you know, you've got to find...
That torch is really shit.
You've got to find the Christmas decorations.
Really should have got
you
that.
You saved them in, you know, they're in the
batteries
basement
replaced
somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
they're definitely just down there.
You're just going about your business.
I don't know why he bloody puts them down there in that base. Why don't we just get new ones? Like, they're always knackered. They weren't even nice last year, but I'm sure they're in one of these boxes.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
One time Daff is going to go down into the basement where we keep all the stuff. and we won't see him again.
Oh, let's just cross our fingers, shall we?
I'm just going down the basement. I'll be right back. And that'll be it. I won't see him again.
Tom Jones?
Hello, it's Tom Jones here.
I didn't know you worked here.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, very little horny. Oh.
Listen,
that's how he speaks.
Listen, we've got some. We need to get the Christmas decorations out, Tom.
Oh.
We only hire people called Tom conveniently, so that
we
actually
do.
Does work.
We actually do. It's real.
And yeah, they're right at the back of the dark bit of the basement. Here's a torch.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't like a torch.
He would definitely be back. Do you know what I mean? Tom Jones?
Tom Jones still alive?
Oh. Yeah, he's still going, isn't he?
He's still alive. He's still with us.
Hooray!
He's 79 years old.
He's been doing presenting stuff. He was on the
God bless him.
He was on TV shows and stuff. Keeps himself busy. Yeah.
He does.
Good lad. Old Tom. Well, far as I know.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. What are you implying about Tom Jones?
Of 2019.
His fucking lawyer is going to hit you hard.
We think he's fine.
I think he's fine, as far as I know. He seems like a good man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, we don't want to... I'm just being paranoid. You know, this is about spooky tales, you know.
You know, maybe Tom Jones, you know, likes to hide in the backseat of women's cars. I don't know. I'm not saying he does that, but I don't know that he doesn't.
He's just
do
having
that.
It's just dad having a lie down. You know, he's tired after a day of singing. Works hard, Tom.
His wife, Mrs. Jones, driving him home.
Yeah.
Gladys.
That's not her real name.
Gladys Jones.
She was born Gladys Penis Bonnet.
Gladys Penis Bonnet.
But she managed to. She got rid of that name as soon as she could. Good work, Gladys, because honestly, just get rid of those names. We don't need them.
Oh, bless.
Just holds you back, you know? Bless. Like Ed Balls, you know?
Ed
Come
Balls.
Come on. Oh, the only thing I remember about Ed Balls is that he once tweeted Ed Balls. Balls.
Yeah, Ed Balls Day, it's known as.
It's a legendary day.
It's been memorialised.
Oh.
28th of April is Ed Balls
Ed
Day.
Ed Balls Day.
Yeah.
Oh. So spicy that. I love when people do that.
Like on Ed Balls Wikipedia, it has like a special thing that says Ed Balls Day. That was 8 years ago.
See, that
eight
that
and a half
is something
ago.
That I could have a nightmare about, you know? I bet you Ed Balls sometimes wakes up with a cold sweat and it's like, oh, God, I thought I'd tweeted Ed Balls again.
And then he sees his Twitter and he actually tweeted Ed Balls Balls.
And it's like 1,000 times as well. It's just over and over. Every night he's tweeting it as well. He doesn't even realise.
Is that sleep tweeting?
God. Well, people could do quite... I read this. I was reading the new Malcolm Gladwell book. And he was sort of talking about how if you drink like to excess, you can sort of completely forget what you're doing. Obviously.
What, alcohol?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you drink too much. But it's
Did you
more...
know that, listeners? If you drink too much alcohol, you sometimes just sort of black out.
But if you drink a lot of like spirits very quickly, you will it'll go straight to your hypothalamus, which is sort of memory center, and you'll just completely forget everything you've done. But while you're in that level of drunkenness where you're still pretty capable of doing stuff, and a lot of people like order things on Amazon and like just do some not that complicated, but you know,
it's like benzos.
Right.
Which are like, you know, drugs that people order over the internet, these like, and you take like micro doses of them, like you have to.
Okay.
So like a dose is like 1 milligram and you get a canister of it and it's like a few grams worth.
Right.
And so people just, they eyeball it, which is they just test from just sight alone the right dose. And they take some. And there's not much of an effect within like half an hour. So they take a bit more and they've taken like 30 doses and they black out for like 3 days. And there's a guy on the internet. This is on Something Awful. He bought like a piano off the internet.
Right.
He managed to cancel it before it arrived. There was a guy that like crashed his car. He was walking home. He got picked up by the police. His girlfriend's dad, his fiance's dad, messaged him saying, "Don't ever speak to my daughter again," because he'd just been like texting her like weird shit and just ringing her over and over again and just completely off of his face.
Oh, and he can't remember any of it.
No, he couldn't remember any of it for like 3 days.
This guy woke up in Las Vegas and he couldn't remember like where he'd been for like the last 6 days. And it turned out he'd like booked himself into a hotel and he'd like gone, just been drinking and he met loads of people. He'd done loads of things. He just couldn't fucking remember any of it. He was completely drunk the whole time.
Recorded a podcast. Had no memory of it.
Yeah. God, it's spooky. That's a spooky thing that you don't want to, you know, that's
losing
that's,
your mind.
Yeah, you don't want to doubt your own sanity, do you? That's real spookums. There's many spooky things. Be careful out there, everyone, and hold each other tight. Hold your loved ones tight on this spooky Halloween Eve,
and never let them go.
Yeah, don't take benzos. I don't eyeball benzos out of a canister.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I mean, they're mostly illegal anyway.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering where you're buying these on, I guess.
The dark web.
I see. That's what you need the old internet condom for.
Yeah, go on the dark web.
Slap
buy
it on.
Some things that like can like ruin your life.
Yeah, or like make you forget about all the stuff.
We don't condone drugs
for the last few days.
Or demon summoning. You know,
don't summon any demons unless there is good reason to.
Yeah, you got to have a very good reason.
Like, it's Christmas Day and there's no turkey.
It's Christmas Day, you forgot to get everyone presents.
Right, yes.
You've been given your presents and they're all really good.
Oh,
but
fuck.
You forgot, like, all the shops are closed because it's Christmas.
Yeah, or you've forgotten, like, a key person, like your significant other. Yeah, and you're like, fuck. Because you had it planned and then it was like, didn't arrive and then you forgot about it.
Or maybe, and this is like a real horror story, you bought them some sexy lingerie or a vibrating dildong.
Right.
You packaged it up and then you like packaged your like auntie's present, but you packaged it in like the same wrapping paper.
Oh my God.
And you mixed the presents up.
Yeah.
And your auntie's like, oh, my dear sweet nephew Lewis, I wonder what he's gotten me for Christmas. He's such a sweet boy. Oh my God.
It's
oh.
just what I wanted. Oh, a back massager. Oh. My back's been giving me terrible chip. And oh. also my vagina's really sore.
Oh.
All right, well, that's enough.
I got a couple more.
There's more. We
haven't had a couple
we
more.
We had enough. That's enough. Save
no,
for next time.
No,
it's been an hour.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going.
All right, this is the encore.
We're gonna keep going.
We've right. walked off the stage. Right, bye.
Bye, bye. And everyone's like, Simon and Lewis.
That was a great outro.
Simon
great
and Lewis.
Outro, guys. That was a great podcast. We don't need any more.
Hey, we're back.
But we're back. Oh, yeah. With that sort of extra bit. Is that because, yeah, all right, fine. Carrot,
well, go
I
found
on.
A couple of good ones.
All right, now I'm up.
Whilst you've been rabbiting, I've been looking up the stories.
Sure.
We didn't even do the weird thing that I also had. I had
you
a whole other thing.
I didn't realise you had more stuff. You've got to fit it. Look, you've got a all timer right. as well.
Okay, so, right, here's another one.
I've got things to do on my birthday.
You don't, though.
All right. go on.
Here's one. I thought the landlord was joking when she told us there were rumours this house was haunted. Until the real one walked in, apologising for being late. Oh!
That real house walked in? I'm confused.
No, the real landlord, oh. landlady.
Sorry, bad use of object.
The real haunted house walked in.
Badly written.
Okay, all right, here's a better one. Right.
Okay.
The astronauts returned from Mars to a confusing, distressing reception. Nobody on Earth remembered sending them.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
And that ties
see?
Into forgetting.
Maybe
know?
They'd all just been taking a load of benzos.
Yeah, all of NASA. They're just off their faces.
Well, you know, maybe they had a big booze up after they were like, everyone got it. They're like, whoa, the rocket's off. Woo, we did it. And then they're like, they just get absolutely fucking blitzed.
They blacked out. And then, you know, somehow the astronauts just made it back home after, like, years.
Yeah, on their own.
Wow.
Surely they would have been in contact.
Maybe it was like, you know, new phone, who dis? kind of situation.
Maybe they were just in the wrong space centre. Maybe they'd gone to Russia instead or something, you know. But maybe, though, it's like a time thing. You know, maybe they've gone through like a wormhole.
All right, I wanted to give this a go, okay?
Go for it.
Now, have we got like a good, have we got 15 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah.
Spare.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. It's going to take us like an hour. So.
Why didn't we start with this?
So there's loads of creepy.
I've been padding the whole fucking time.
There's loads of creepy pastas on the internet. You know, we've all read them. You know, the famous ones. Creepy Jeff the Murderer.
Right. No, what's that one?
Jeff the Killer is a famous one. It's like a kid that goes mad and just kills his family, and it's like brutal and it's ridiculous.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
There's all these famous creepypastas out there, and a lot of them follow like a similar kind of structure and have like different, well, the same sort of cliches in them. And I was figuring we could create our own little story, right? A short one, maybe not two sentences, maybe a few more, based on these cliches, okay?
Let's do it.
So we have an option. We can either do like a... like a haunted video game? Do you want to do like a haunted video game? Like a secret level to one of your favourite...
Okay, sure, yeah. Mario Maker. There's like a haunted block in Mario Maker.
Okay.
And if you jump on it, you... something bad happens. Okay. You'd have a heart attack.
Oh, that's good. Okay, right. So haunted Mario Maker block... if you jump on it, you die.
You have a heart attack, yeah.
Have a heart attack. That's good. That's
maybe
good.
It's delayed. Maybe it's like an hour later you have a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah, or maybe like you feel sick when you jump on it. Or so it makes you puke or something like that. Maybe it all makes you fart, maybe. Or like you something spooky.
You die of a fart attack.
Yeah. You die.
Okay. All right. So can you, I mean... so this is just a level that's out there that no one's discovered yet, but it's out there on the internet, and you need the right code. You enter this code.
Yeah.
It downloads the map, and then you play the level. Yeah. And is there, like, just one block on the level that you need to find? Like a secret block?
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's like one of those dad blocks. You know how...
a dad block?
You know how in Mario Maker you can, like, put invisible blocks in?
Okay.
That let you, like, skip... the level by like jumping over around the back and stuff that other people, but you only know about it if you code. Sorry, Sips calls it a dad block because he made like levels for his kid to do, but then he put in his own like cheat route through the really hard level.
Oh.
So he could, because you have to be able to complete the map to submit it to the workshop, you see.
Okay, so you can make it impossibly hard and have a secret block that you also complete.
Yeah, so there's like a secret. So someone has uploaded. So somebody like a there's like somebody uploading secret levels like to Mario Maker.
Okay, so their username, it's got to have like 666 or 666 or the number 13.
Or like the skull emoji or something like that.
So like 13 skull emoji.
Yeah.
666.
Yeah, and then like
that's the username.
Then like the scream face emoji. You know, like that horrible poison. Emoji thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right, screaming face.
Yeah.
Okay. So 13 skull emoji 666 screaming face.
Yeah. He uploads the level and you go in and you just think it's going to be a normal Mario Maker level.
Yeah.
But like every time you, like, as you jump through it, maybe you feel more and more sick or like the blocks start getting really corrupted and like little skulls come out.
Oh, that's good.
And then Mario, like the actual character Mario, looks at you out of the screen
and blood.
And
comes
like
out
pukes
of his
blood.
Hyper-realistic eyes just stare at you.
And then he like goes down on his knees and he like vomits and then like gets back up and like groggily like, and you can, then he's like all swaying like drunkenly. And then by the end of the level, he actually dies at the end. If you get to the end of the level, he dies. And then like a coffin like comes out of the ground. He like goes in it and just like descends. What?
Like he descends into a pipe. He goes down into the coffin.
Yeah, like the pipe sound effect, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, we're in. I think that works as a concept.
What is it? What's the pipe sound like?
Yeah, like you Googling the Mario pipe sound effect.
But it's like do-do-do or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like do-do-do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've actually, the hyper-realistic bloody eyes, that's a good sort of cliche to have.
Yeah, there's already, I feel like this is already pretty cliched, but sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what you can add to it. It seems almost perfect as it is.
Yeah, okay. What's the next sort of bit of the story? Do you know what I mean? Do we have to write the story of how, who what the characters are, how like, they find out about it?
Like who this actual guy that made it is. You know, who 13 skull emoji 666 screaming face
is. Oh, right. Well, he's not... he died many years ago, you see.
And he always loved Mario.
He never finished his level.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He was working on the Mario level when... but he used to go there because his dad would, like, beat him Okay. And so he had to escape to his room.
Beat him at Mario. Dad, you're so much better at this game than I am.
His dad,
I hate you.
His dad made like these levels.
Oh my god.
And he could never beat his dad's level.
It's Sips. Sips
is it's Sips.
Oh my god.
He could never beat his dad's Mario level. So he
his dad beat him.
So he obviously. So he went to his room and then he would make his own level. And then but as he pressed the share button, he
Did his dad kill him?
Had a fart attack. He exploded. He was eating some stuff. He was maybe allergic to it. He didn't realise because his dad had locked him in the room.
Okay.
And he was like, "Let me out! I have an allergic reaction."
Oh my god! It's like
and he was farting.
Oh,
like,
what's the
loads because of the allergies?
What's that game with the house with all the different fucking weird rooms?
What board game or video game?
A video game.
House with weird rooms.
What Remains of Edith Finch?
Oh yeah. Okay. Sure.
Okay, no. So What Remains of Edith Finch.
Yeah. Fantastic game.
So there's a level where a kid is like locked in a room because she didn't want a dinner or something. And she like eats a fish or something.
Right.
Because she's hungry.
Yeah, and but she's like, allergic to, she eats a prawn.
Yeah, and she's like allergic to the prawn.
We can rip off that.
Yeah. And she hallucinates like being a fish monster or something.
Yeah.
But so 13 Skull Emoji 666 Screaming Face.
His real name is...
He had a pet hamster.
Penis Bonnet.
He had a pet hamster.
Right. And it was the only thing.
And he ate the hamster. But the hamster had been eating nuts and the nuts were in its cheeks.
Right.
And he was allergic to nuts and he died of anaphylactic shock just as he was pressing the share button.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Question mark?
Yeah, and then it got out on the but did it get out on the web? You know, it was like a
glitched level.
Yeah. Cuz he put his heart and soul into it, you know, literally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
his soul went into it.
Yeah, his soul is in the game.
Like it got sucked out.
Oh my god.
As he pressed
but
the button.
All you need is the right code to enter.
Yeah. But sometimes you can just get it on when you choose random level. You know, it's like a ghost in the machine.
So like this story, would it be written from the point of view of someone that's just played this game and knows they're going to die?
It would be from it would be from the guys at Nintendo, right? It's like the Japanese Nintendo HQ, okay?
Okay.
They've
sent out a press release.
People are starting to die.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're like, what's going on? You know, and they're trying to like figure out what's happening, you know? But they can't stop people playing it because it's like so popular.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's playing it.
They can't like delete it for some reason because it's like haunted. They can't remove the level from the servers.
And so they're trapped. And you know, and so they're trying to find out, like, they're trying to find it. They're trying to find the level to delete it. But every time they think they've found it, the person who's looking for it dies. You know, the staff are all like dying.
What's killing them? They're not even finding it. They're not playing
it. No, it's the kid. The kid comes out and starts is loose in the building. He comes out of the game because he doesn't want his level to be deleted. And any time they try and delete it,
that's like legacy.
He like appears behind them and farts in their face, and they die of like
a fart attack.
Yeah, they have a fart attack. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, that's fantastic. That's a great story. If someone could just write that up.
You can have all the rights. We don't need them.
Well, no, I mean, the whole thing about these creepypastas is they're like Creative Commons.
Yeah. That's so what I'm saying.
You know.
Don't worry about any of that stuff.
If anyone wants to turn this into the movie, we hand over all rights.
Go for it.
We don't want the money from it.
It's yours. We don't want anything to do with this.
We don't want our names on this.
Do not. I want to be nowhere near.
We don't want any acknowledgements or thanks or anything.
No.
But if the main character could look exactly like Lewis, that'd be really funny.
That would be great. And you could call him Simon.
Simon, Penis Bonnet.
Yes, a true masterful name.
Oh my god.
All right, we're done. Thank you, everyone. That is our podcast. That's the Old Pop. We might be back. I'd like to do one at Christmas, but no promises.
No promises.
All right, until then, everyone, love you. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Woo!